Jesus and I have had a conversation. The anointing is here to do a work. So, it never ceases to be. God gave it to us in Jesus Christ. How did he give it? You just stay with me. God gave us this life in Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. That means he came not only that we might have life, but listen now, all the abundance of thing that life gives. So you're not going to find it in a Playboy magazine. Appealing that may be to the flesh and the eye, but you ain't going to find no life there. If you think so, go join it. Check out some of them playgirls, whatever you call them, after 30 years or 20 years. Old dried up prune now. What's he going to do with that? But at first, they the hottest thing on the square, the block, or whatever in the room, or whatever they are. Are you hearing me? See how deceiving that is? Just temporary satisfaction. That's all it is. Every good gift, this is James 1:17. Every good gift, every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights. Notice he never does anything in the dark to his children. He shines light. Now he hides himself from the devil, children and all that, because he doesn't reveal himself because they don't want him no way. So why waste his time? He said, the Father of lights. With whom is no variableness. God never varies. He never deviates. He never increase or decrease. And God's in who he is, in all of his vastness, you can't diminish him. And you can't make him be something that he's not. He's everything that he is, and nobody can ever change that. And he called you and me out of that world of darkness so we can become his children. And the word declared, God is good. Because he just said, and every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. And I'm going to deal with this. Let me say it right here where we are right now. Remember our text said, I pray God, your whole spirit, soul, body. What are you? Man's a spirit. He possesses a soul and lives in a body. And he wants every one of you. I'm spirit first. I possess a soul, mind, will and emotion, and I lives in a body, and he want every one of them to be preserved blameless. If he want every one of those parts that makes me a man, makes you a person, makes me a person, if he want every part to be blameless, that means he got what it takes to cover you so you'll be blameless. He don't want your mind all twisted up and you all depressed and stressed out. Your mind not made for that. When that junk come, you send it back down the road. You may have to make four or five runs at it, but just stay at it till you get it done. Because it may not go the first time you make the run at it. But you just let that depression know you I ain't quitting till you go. Because this is my house and I'm gonna stay here. And both of us can't live here. And guess who's leaving? You the one leaving. And I'm gonna keep chunking this word. I'm gonna keep pounding this word. I'm gonna keep speaking this word. I'm gonna keep praying. I'm gonna keep shouting. I'm gonna keep dancing. I'm gonna keep until you leave. Because this is where I live, and you ain't making me leave my house. And see, he'll start trying to tell you, well, you this and you that. I didn't send for you to tell me who I am. I already got somebody to tell me who I am. So the thing I said, you're leaving. I am not depressed. I'm not going to take your depression. I'm not going to put up with it. You may have. You didn't know any better, but you put your foot down. This lag time. I remember when fear came in like a giant. I didn't understand. I'd never been attacked like that. This has been years, many, many, many years ago. But I learned way back there then. And I can't describe to you. I was kind of afraid in Vietnam, but I ain't had nothing like that. And you know what would happen when I was doing it? I was doing what God called me to do, but I didn't know how to keep myself built up in the word. And fear came at me like a giant. I couldn't sleep. I didn't know how to handle that. And then finally I said, Lord, what did I do? Because I knew this wasn't right. But you know what? It took me a while. I dealt with that junk about 6 months. But boy, when I conquered that sucker, fear ain't never going to do that to me again. I told him when I found out. See, I didn't know once I got locked. I said, you'll never do that to me again. Oh, he tried. Oh, yeah, he tried. But you'll never do that to me again. I refuse the fear. I said, I refuse the fear. Because God has not given me the spirit of fear. Now, why in the world am I going to take this? Every good gift and perfect gift is from above.